It's a really nice time to be together as family, and then some of the God Central family coming over to ours on Boxing Day, and just great. Any interesting gifts, Christmas presents this year? Anybody got anything strange?
I hear some people
still in the post.
I hear some people got socks with your mum's face on.
Funny you should say that, Jim. It's true. All of the men in the family got socks with my mother's face on them. And you're like, I don't believe it.
Are you modelling?
I am. I thought I'd do it. There she is. The mothership. That was an interesting gift. I believe the kids are also doing Christmas gifts and bits and bobs, and I think there's a pair in there as well, as far as I'm aware. But yeah, interesting times. Anybody made some New Year's resolutions? Do you do that kind of thing? Yeah?
Tell better jokes.
That should be difficult.
Like most New Year's resolutions, unrealistic. Fail within the first couple of hours. No, I don't really make New Year's resolutions myself, but just trusting that God would work in my life, have his way. And as we step into 2024, we normally, the start of the year, set out a little bit of vision, what we feel that God is saying to us as a church. And as always, we give really broad brush strokes, okay? What do you mean? Well, last year we started off in the book of Acts, where we see the early church begin and they shared their lives together. They came around communion, they came around prayer, they came together under the apostles' teaching, and God blessed them. Which is quite a broad brushstroke, because we're not saying, well, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We're going to create the opportunity for everybody to be a part of seeing the vision come to pass. So that means actually for one person, it will mean this. For somebody else, it means God is asking me to do this, which then gives you the opportunity to add some finer detail to that broad brushstroke of a vision and create a picture of what God Central can look like in that year. So I did a bit of a review, a year in review, if you like. So, Tommy, if you can put the PowerPoint up, if that's all right. Can you change that screen as well, just so I can see it? My glasses are not that good. Well, I mean, they are. It's just so far away, and it's really small. For you, it's big. For me, it's... Just change that screen so I can see it. Yeah, so 2023, year in review. Yeah, there we go. Next slide. So these are just some of the preach series that we did last year. We did a series on faith, hope, and love. Who remembers the other one? The next one. Can you hear me now? You remember that one? Still annoying to this day. Grey matters. Some of the things that, you know, actually we live in a time that can be a little bit grey. Some of these things are not so clear cut. Everyday theology. What does that mean? Living out, you know, your life. And the things of God and living in the everyday. We had summer preach series where we had four people come up and share their favourite Bible verses. And that was great. And we did the book of Ephesians. Then we did foundations. And then we finished off with Christmas together. We packed a lot in terms of preaching in 2023. And 2024 is going to be no different. Amen. We're kicking off Jeremiah next week. Doing a short little series on Jeremiah, and actually feeds quite nicely into this morning as well. Next slide. We had some great visiting speakers through last year. Dave Barham, many of you know, is our oversight. One of them, including Tom as well, looks after us really, really well. Then we had one of the apostolic team, Steph Liston, come and bring a word in the summer. Wearing his shorts and his flip-flops. Remember that? And then, of course, Thule came and brought a team, and that was a powerful morning as well. One of the team said that she saw an angel in this place. And it's just powerful what God has been doing. On Sundays and also through the midweek, midweek groups have had the highest attendance since I've been at God Central. Amen. I came in 2016, so Happy New Year, mate. And that's been great to see. We finished off with the Freedom in Christ course, which for many was really quite a pivotal time, and God was really speaking to people. We had 8 baptisms last year, believing God for more. We started Newhall beginning of last year, and we're going to be praying into that and strategizing with that a little bit later. We've got people on relational mission leadership training. There's been so much positive, good things going on in the God Central family. You can go back to the other one, mate, family. There's just some of the people. We had a great international day. We sang songs from different nations, and people came dressed in their national dress or shell suit from Liverpool. Yeah, you're there, mate. You're there. I had to get it in. But just I don't know about you, but when you hear these things, when you look at these images, I have a thankfulness and a gratefulness in my heart for what the Lord did. That's excluding all of the people that got healed, the miracles that we saw in 2023. And I believe that God wants to do even more in 2024. And we're believing for that. And we're going to share some of the things that God has placed on our hearts as a leadership. And you'll have the opportunity to buy into that, to bring what you believe God is saying to you into that picture, to create God Central 2024. If you're visiting, you've come on a God Central family morning. But actually, this stuff is applicable for you, because you're called to walk with Jesus as an individual, and we believe as part of a family. So you're welcome. We're going to read from 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 to 12 to start. But you are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Beloved, I urge you as sojourners and exiles to abstain from the passions of the flesh, which wage war against your soul. Keep your conduct among the Gentiles honorable, so that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may see your good deeds and glorify God on the day of visitation. This frames part of what we believe God is saying to us. Specifically, verse 11. How many of you were born in Harlow? Just by a show of hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 6.5. How many of you were not born in Harlow? Oh, okay. We in the minority here, folks. We're in the minority. How many of you were born in a different country? All right. One of the things I love about God Central is the diversity. Amen. Particularly when it comes to ethnicity. Amen. There's so many different nationalities represented. And I know in Harlow There are many, many churches that do not have what we have. There might be one or two, maybe three different ethnic groups and people from different countries. But it's so broad here. Absolutely love it. And for some of you, as we see in verse 11, beloved, I urge you as exiles. Some of you may be in the UK not through choice. You may have been forced out of your country. Others of you may have chosen to come to the UK, chosen to come to Harlow. There are much prettier places in the country, but God is moving. And in actual fact, it doesn't really matter, because as a Christian, we're all exiles. We see that in the Word. We see that written. And we're all a bit of an alien. We're not really of this world. We've been transformed. We're born of God. Our address is not here. But God is doing something special among us. I really believe that. And you that were not born in Harlow have been, for whatever reason, you are here. This is your home. This is where God has placed you in 2024. We pray and hope that you'll still be here at the end of 2024, because we love having you around. We love having you as part of the God Central family. We're going to turn to the book of Jeremiah 29. You know what's coming, right? Say it, Jeremiah 29.
29:11.
No. No, we're not there. We're not there. We're not even going there. Classic. Start of the year. We're going to do it because God knows the plans that he has for us. But I ignored that bit. The Jeremiah's prophecy speaks of God's people making themselves at home in Babylon to take up residence in a place of evil. And it was to be a place of mission. And God used Jeremiah, a young prophet. We're going to look a lot more at Jeremiah. And he explained the mission to the people of Israel that were living in exile. There are lots of false prophets around. And Jeremiah spoke the word of the Lord. And God didn't want them to waste the 70 years in exile. He wanted them to be a people who established themselves, established homes in Babylon, and to pray for the welfare of the city. And this is the word of the Lord for us this year. Jeremiah 29. You can do that, you know, when people ask, what did the guy speak about at church? Setting out vision, and you say, Jeremiah 29. And they can all go, yeah, for the Lord's plans and all that. And you'll go, no. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all the exiles whom I have sent into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and live in them. Plant gardens and eat their produce. Take wives and have sons and daughters. Take wives for your sons and give your daughters in marriage that they may bear sons and daughters. Multiply there and do not decrease. But seek the welfare of the city where I have sent you into exile, and pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. Amen. We're going to unpack that a little bit, because there's some stuff that we can sort of skip over, which is fine. There's some key things that I believe that God is saying. And as a leadership, we believe that God is saying to us, going into 2024. And it actually builds on Acts 2. Coming together, sharing our lives together. God will say to us to build and do not decrease. wherever we can, we build. We continue to take people along with us. God says to seek the welfare of the city where God has sent us. I've been and gone, been and gone, been and gone, and been and gone, I think. God has called me to Harlow. For now. God has called you to Harlow. For now. And he's saying to you, build, do not decrease. Seek the welfare of the city where God has placed you. Pray to the Lord on its behalf. For in its welfare, you will find your welfare. God is calling us to put roots down, to build here, to see an establishment of his kingdom in our own lives and in the life of the church and in the life of the community that affects the whole of this town and its welfare. When we meet with Dave and Tom and the oversight, they are the guys that challenge us. They are the guys that ask the difficult questions, ask, you know, what is God saying to you? And when we last met with Dave, he asked us, you know, what's the vision? And he said, how big is the vision? Is it God-sized? Well, yeah, because none of this we can do in and of ourselves. We cannot see transformation in Harlow. Whether or not it's a privilege to have conversations with local councillors that seem to change every other day, probably most of them don't even live in Harlow. They don't really. This is a sweeping generalisation now. They don't really care for the welfare of the town. Not like we do. We're looking at it from a heavenly, godly perspective. We want to see genuine transformation in this town. God is asking us to pray. Proverbs 11, verse 11, I'm reading the Message version, says this. When right living, when righteous people bless the city, it flourishes. Evil talk turns it into a ghost town in no time. I want to be the first one. A righteous, right-living person before God blessing my town to see it flourish. Doesn't say it might flourish, right? When right living people bless the city, it flourishes. No more negative talk. Let's bless this place. Let's see it flourish. Why? Pray to the Lord on its behalf, for in its welfare, you will find your welfare. If the town is blessed, who is blessed? We are blessed. Carrying on 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 13 to 17. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to the governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil, and to praise those who do good. For it is the will of God that by doing good, you should put to silence the ignorance of foolish people. Live as people who are free, not using your freedom as a cover-up for evil, but living as servants of God. Honour everyone, love the brotherhood, fear God, and honour the emperor. This is not about selling out. This is about standing up for God, but honouring people. Verse 15. Do good. Verse 16. Live as people who are free. We are free because Jesus has set us free. You can choose not to live in that freedom. I would encourage you to choose to live in it. Not to go around doing whatever you want to do, but to show people. To live as people who are not of this world, who are living in freedom with an eye on eternity. You're only here in Harlow for a blink of an eye. Make it count. Amen. While you're here, make it count. Yep. Stop moaning. Yep. Council tax is too high. Stop, pay the bill. Stop moaning. Bless the city, because God will bless you. Yeah, there's lots of potholes and stuff like that. Report it. Don't moan about it. Look for opportunities to do good. Honour some people. Honour everyone. Oh man, this is hard now. 2024 was a challenging year. Love the brotherhood and fear God. So what is God saying? God is saying, build and do not decrease. Seek the welfare of the city. Pray to the Lord on its behalf. Do good. Live as people who are free. Honour everyone.
Yep.
Love the brotherhood. Genuinely want to love everybody at God Central. In fact, you make it easy for us to love you. Because you're such good people.
Amen.
I might retract that and say, no, I'm joking. And fear God. Not in a shaky boots kind of way, but in a real reverence for the Lord. For a real hatred of sin and evil. And these are the things that we believe that God is broad brushstroking for us. And for each one of you sitting there, you're going to look at that and say, okay, I can see some of this stuff. You know, I'm a serial moaner about the town. Nothing good can come out of Harlow and all these kind of things. Well, that's not what God is saying.
Amen.
Adjust your heart, adjust your attitude and bless the city. Do good. Yeah, if you moan about the litter, go and get a litter picker and a bag and pick it up. And then when you go back the next week and it's just as messy, keep going. God will honour you. Yeah, there's so much that we can moan about, right? But if we have a perspective of eternity, it really doesn't matter. It's really challenging. But our heart is to see God bless this place. And in turn, we just reap the benefits of that because he blesses us. And it's time for us to seek the Lord. We've got a week of prayer and fasting coming up, starting tomorrow. You can sign up. We'll put the code up in a minute at the end in the notices. You can sign up to an evening. We're going to do prayer on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday in the evening. But we're going to pray and fast. Well, from the morning till 5 o'clock, and then you can eat if you want to. If you want to go the whole week without eating, that's praise God. God bless you. But the biggest thing that we want to share and what we believe that God is saying to us as a leadership is actually all of this is shaped around God wanting us to build a place that we call home. That is a blessing to the God Central family and then a blessing to the community. So for us, at the start of 2024, we're going on an adventure that is way bigger than anything that we could ever think of. It is totally outside of any realms of our possibility. We cannot do any of this in the natural. And that is that God is asking us to find a building that we can use as a God Central family, a home. You want to call it a church, you can call it a church. We would say, look at it as a community hub.
Come on. Hallelujah.
That actually probably 90% of the time would be used to serve the community. And then we would have the benefit of using it at certain times. Like a Sunday gathering, for example. And we believe that it is something that the likes of this town has never seen.
Amen. Amen.
That would be so transformational for this town. Man, this is way above us. Even as I stand here, I'm like, this is stupid, man. What are you doing? You're nailing your colours to the mast, but we're together in this as a team, as a leadership team. We're on this. We've been seeking God for this. We believe that this is from God. And then when you read scriptures like Jeremiah, it's like, yes. We have no idea how this is going to happen, but we're going to pray. And there's no rush, right? We're seeking God in 2024. If it happens in 2024, praise God. If it happens in 2025, praise God. But we are to journey. We are to continue. We are to build. We are not to decrease. We are to seek the welfare of the city, and this is part of it. Where, for my own ideas, there's a space like this where we can gather as a church. Conferencing kind of place. Maybe there's a coffee shop. Maybe there's a climbing wall. I don't know. Maybe you're in a knitting club. You can do that as well. This is open to all of us, right?
Amen.
If we can create something that is multi-purpose, anything can happen. Mental health, English class, whatever it is. I don't know. I'll leave that to you. To dream. As we say, we paint the broad brushstrokes and ask you to come and do some of the finer details. We can't promise that we can fulfill it. If everybody here turned up and said, we believe in this, but we want to do this, we might not be able to do it all, but we'll give it our best shot. Because we believe that God has called us to this.
Amen.
To be a blessing to the city, and in turn, we will be blessed. Build and do not decrease. Seek the welfare of the city. Pray to the Lord on its behalf. Do good. Live as people who are free. Honor everyone. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. In a nutshell, that is what we're pressing into in 2024. I'm excited. A little bit nervous. But knowing that God can do it. We will have some specific giving days towards some of this stuff where you can give. I believe, you know, there's lots of options available to us, but from within the house, we need to also sow into this in prayer, in finance, whatever it is. So we would ask that you would pray and see where God wants you to slot into this. We're all the God Central family. And we want everybody to buy into this. We're going to break in a moment for coffee. Then we're going to come, and other refreshments are available. I was telling Mark, actually, I belong to a coffee club, funnily enough, surprise, surprise. And I think they sent me too much coffee. And they sent me a coffee that's called Figgy Pudding. I mean, I don't like figgy pudding, but actually the coffee's quite nice. We're going to do one more thing and then we're going to break. And there's an element of this that is prophetic and an element that just actually totally makes sense to me. And I love this town. Do you... Honestly, do you love Arlo?
Yes. Yes.
You can say no, it's fine. It don't bother me. No loss to me, but do you want to seek God to and bless this city? Seek the welfare of this city. So what I did, I created the world's smallest jigsaw puzzle. Well, I didn't create it, I got it done. But the world's smallest jigsaw with 150 pieces. And it's got a map of Harlow with God Central on it. Actually, there's a picture. Go into the image on the bottom and it's there. There you go. That's it, right? It looks impressive on there. When you look at it there, it's really small. Hey, it was the best I could do in the time that I had. Over the holiday season as well, guys. Come on. Thank you. I mean, that was really heartfelt. Weak, but heartfelt. So I believe that God wants us to get to around 150 people across the God Central family, at which point we can really mobilize some stuff. There's other stuff down the line that we'll share with you down the line that we believe that God is saying to us as well. But there's just so much information overload. We just want to share sort of a little bit of it. And I really felt that when getting this jigsaw, for people to come and take a couple of pieces of the jigsaw. Because actually it's everybody's lives together, when you put the picture together, makes the people of God in Harlow. And actually these pieces can be a reminder to pray. I don't know, stick it on your fridge or somewhere significant. Don't lose it, because we'll come back at the end of the year and we'll put it all together. And you do not want to be that person with the one piece missing. Let me tell you. No, I'm joking, but we might. But actually, one piece is significant in that it's for the church, for your family, for the people that you know. And then the second piece is actually for the town, to bless the town, to pray for the city, that God would move, that this town would flourish, that people would come to know him, that they would be taken out of the kingdom of the dominion of darkness and brought into the kingdom of light, that their lives would be transformed, that this town would be transformed, the likes of which we've never seen before. And I know that there has been years and years and years of prayer for this town, but it's time to reap the harvest. And we're all to play a part in that. So, if you want to, you don't have to, but I would encourage you to come and take a couple of pieces of the jigsaw. If you get a place that's just green, pray anyway, it doesn't matter. It's symbolic, man. This covers the whole of Harlow, as far as I can see. The best I could do with Google Maps, without losing some clarity, and it just being a mush. We're going to break for coffee. Come and grab a couple of pieces. Don't take more than two, because there are people that aren't here that I know would want to participate in this. And we'll dish the rest out next week. But as a prophetic action, actually, you know what, God, I believe that you're in this, and I believe that you're gonna move. I'm gonna take a couple of pieces, one for my family, one for me, one for God Central, and then one for the town. And then pray. Put it in a place where you're going to see it, where you're going to be reminded to pray.